B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off.
It's time for sound. Let me correct something first because the Twitter has been screaming at me. I said the Christopher Moltisanti's fake black girlfriend was Letitia. It was not. It was Kaisha.
That's worse. That's worse.
That's right. It was Kaisha. not Letitia. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. It's sound off. You get something to say. You publish a thought. And you may make it happen on the big show.
You know what's great about this game this weekend? We'll finally get to see what Doug saw in the mirror. He has said it so many times this season, and the only other time we really got to see him adjust after a loss is when they played Dallas the second time. This time, it's the real test. Did they really see anything when they looked in the mirror?
Well, yeah, they'll get a mirror. Look at the video. You can pretty much correct your mistake. You don't need a mirror. You need a mirror on the video and see it twice.
This is great. We literally have a modern-day Steve Young, Joe Montana battle on our hands. But let's save the conversation for March, April, May, June, July. We are on the precipice of winning a second Super Bowl. Let's concentrate on that.
It's a triple D day, a double D, double Dave day. There it is. On the air and on sound off.
Let's see if we get it. Be it a triple D day. We're at two now.
Could be a double D, triple whatever.
The Dallas Cowboys are going to win Los Angeles. Because for the Eagles, they get to choose the poison. Do they go into New Orleans, lose, salvage some dignity left in the season? Or are they really wanting punishment, win, then go to Dallas only to get their butts whooped a third time by the NFC East champion, Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, you tripping, fella. First of all, there'd be no fear in an NFC title game against the Dallas Cowboys. Second of all, you're not getting there, and you know it.
This is a PSA for all the Dallas Cowboys fans that constantly call this Philadelphia radio station. We do not care about your five Super Bowls. We do not care that you still watch the VHS tape of your last Super Bowl after you get eliminated every year. We do not care that you have a picture of Troy Aikman hanging from your ceiling.
The VHS tape. You know, I've got like a huge box of VHS tapes from the old Great Sports Debate.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah, I used to watch it.
I got them on VHS tapes. They're like taped away in a box in my garage.
That was my first TV job when they brought it back.
Really?
Yeah, I hosted it.
You did?
Yeah, when they brought it back.
Oh, that was a fake bring it back.
It was an attempt on his part of it.
That was the wrong people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we then brought it back later after that.
Yeah, you
myself and John Clark.
But I remember
it back later.
No, this was like 2011.
I know which era you're talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, I was a part of it.
What he's talking about is you, Stark.
Oh, that's the one the first time it came on, like in the 90s.
Yeah, and then I was part of the second one.
You're part of the second one with the bogus.
I didn't know.
Those frauds that try to bring it back.
You know how I know we're getting rid of Carson Wentz? The last time I got a jersey was the year T.O. came in. Spent money on it. Next offseason, he has that whole circus. I didn't get a jersey since then, because he left. This September, I bought a jersey. Carson Wentz. I'm going to have to get another one next year now.
What are you going to get? Wait, you think they're going to trade Carson Wentz? You got to get Nick Foles. You know? It's all right. That's the peril of buying a jersey. You got to be flexible, and you got to save.
Yeah, but he thinks he's a jinx. So if he buys a Foles, he's saying Foles will be gone in a year. So he needs to buy like a Cravon LeBron jersey because you can sacrifice him. You're sacricing quarterbacks if you get a Foles jersey.
Yeah, don't believe in the jinx. It goes from year to year. Ride it from year to year. Don't believe in a jinx. No jinxes.
The three branches of Missinelli, huh? Well, Mike, let me tell you about your three branches. If it plays out the way you're talking about, you know what's going to happen. The one thing that you said you hated for this town, which is complacency, you trade Carson. Now you got Nicky as your starter. 6-10, 7-9.
Really? That's what you see with this guy, the way he's taking over this team?
Correct.
Really, dude, you're going to fall apart. Yeah, Nick is not going to keep the same magic. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'll take the chance. If he wins two Super Bowls, I got to take that chance, to be honest with myself.
If Foles happens to pull this off again, there's no way we can just let the dude just walk away. I think about it like James Harden in OKC when he was the sixth man of the year. It's the same thing, right? Am I right?
No, a starting quarterback is much more important than the sixth man. But I can see where you're making that connection.
A lot of people are picking the Saints, except for everybody in Philadelphia. But guess what? We got a wake-up call for the people around the country. The Eagles are going to go into New Orleans and beat the Saints. Attack, attack, attack on defense and shut this team down.
I hope you're right, brother. Now, the money is on the Eagles. Now, that's with the 8 points. But I don't know what the money line outright numbers are. I'll try to look for those tomorrow.
Stop already with the Eagles against the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. You guys are dreaming to think that not only that the Eagles are going to beat the Saints after losing 48-7 to them, and you really think that the Cowboys are going to go into L.A. and beat the Rams too?
No, I don't. So I don't know who you're yelling at. What's the big deal? People are want a match with the Cowboys. Why does that offend you? Chill out, Skip.
I hope the Saints crush the Eagles. I'm so sick of driving listening to that Fly Eagles Fly stupid lame song you guys have. Tired of it. The season ends on Sunday, boys. It's going to be a blowout.
Sounds like you got to be a Giants fan, right? Somebody who's not in the playoffs. Maybe a Steeler fan. I got you. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.